Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The White Crow takes its title from a Russian term for someone who is unusual, extraordinary, an outsider, to tell the story about the defection in 1961 of Soviet Union ballet dancer Rudolf Nureyev. The film is directed with a studied pace by Ralph Fiennes, who appears as Alexander Pushkin, a ballet teacher to Nureyev at Leningrad Choreographic School, now the Vaganova Ballet Academy. The defection by Rudolf Nureyev was the first of a Soviet artist during the Cold War. Nureyev danced with the Royal Ballet London and was director of the Paris Opera Ballet. Nureyev died from complication of AIDS at age 54 in 1993. With an almost deliberate documentary style, director Fiennes portrays Nureyev's relationship with Pushkin and his often more than flirtatious situations with Pushkin's wife, Xenia, played by Chulpan Khamatova, and with a female fan, Clara Saint, played by Adele Eschopoulos, and a fellow male ballet dancer, Teja Kremke, played by Louis Hoffman, as well as his roommate, Ukrainian dancer Yuri Solovev, played by Sergei Polonin. Rudolf Nureyev is played beautifully by Oleg Avenko, a dancer with the Tatar State Ballet in Kazan, Russia. It's his feature film acting debut. Ovenko, who bears a strong resemblance to Nureyev, plays the ballet star with haughty grace, athletic prowess, and just enough sweetness to balance the obnoxiousness. That Ivenko is such a good ballet dancer is a bonus, of course. The screenplay is written by David Hare, an Oscar nominee, adapted screenplay for The Reader and for The Hours. It's based on the Rudolf Nureyev The Life, a book by Julie Kavanaugh. The film direction and screenplay are awkward and interruptive in the use of flashback to represent Nureyev's youth, when his mother took Nureyev, then age 8, played by Maximilian Grigoryev, to the dance academy. The obvious intent is to convey a sense of abandonment that Nureyev may have felt by way of understanding his aloofness, walled-in personality, and seeming cruelty in dealing with romantic interests, friends, and the public. The layering of the Nureyev mystery sets up the film's powerful final 20 minutes, which eclipses many misgivings the moviegoer may have with the preceding majority of the film, and brings the movie to a true emotional climax. The White Crow isn't perfect. The title never really squares the circle with the personage of Rudolf Nureyev. Then again, nothing could be as perfect as the great and legendary ballet dancer Rudolf Nureyev. Despite its clumsy title, The White Crow is something to crow about. And along with the movies The Red Shoes and The Black Swan, The White Crow is a must-see for fans of the ballet and dance. The White Crow is MPAA rated R for some sexuality, graphic nudity, and language. Opening May 29 are Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Michael Dougherty directs Kyle Chandler, Vera Famiglia, Millie Bobby Brown, Ken Watanabe, and the big CGI guy in the sci-fi fantasy. Godzilla and other monsters are back, including Mothra, Rodan, and Ghidorah. Rocket Man. Dexter Fletcher directs Taron Egerton, Jamie Bell, Richard Madden, and Bryce Dallas Howard in the biography drama for which Egerton is said to have sung the Elton John songs in the title role. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.